Next item on the agenda are permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab.
Commissioner members, Commissioner, good morning. We have eight page two items, as we refer to them, to present to you this morning. As the commissioner indicated, these are those projects that are in excess of $50,000 in cost, which have been subjected to a public interest review for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. Briefly, Accomack County is requesting authorization to dredge on an as-needed basis 150 cubic yards of material and replace the northern boat ramp, tending pier, and attached breakwater at the Johnson's Landing facility on Hunting Creek. They're also requesting authorization to retain two 14-foot-wide concrete boat ramps, two other tending piers that are with attached breakwaters, and the 180-foot-long by 12-foot county pier, and which includes a 6-by-12-foot T-head. Saying retain, we can't find a permit on it, but it's been there for over 100 years, so we're considering that it was duly authorized by competent authority at some point. But
is that true, Mr. Holland?
You recall when it was done. I thought that's what the chairman was referring to. This would legitimize it, so we are recommending that that permit be granted.
Mr. Holland vouched for it. I'll be
to be Josephine Casale is requesting authorization to install a private non-commercial mooring buoy approximately 2,000 feet channelward of her property in the Piankatank River in Matthews County. This mooring will encroach in additional public ground, which is ground that the commission has set aside. Staff is recommending approval. 2C Hampton Department of Public Works requesting authorization to mechanically dredge 42,910 cubic yards of material, and this will restore the Hampton River main channel as well as eight ancillary channels to navigable depths of minus 5.5 feet below mean low water. In this case, all of the dredged material will be barged to Craney Island or to an approved alternate upland site for disposal. 2D Hopewell Department of Parks and Recreation requesting authorization to dredge 2,700 cubic yards of material to provide maximum depths of minus 10 feet at the City of Hopewell Marina facility on the Appomattox River. 2E Lynchburg College requesting authorization to construct a 12-foot wide and 45-foot long concrete arch span crossing of the Big Otter River at their Clater Nature facility in Bedford County. In this case, we are recommending a royalty, since it is a private college, not a state college, of $600 for the encroachment over 300 square feet at $2 per square foot. Mead West Vaco Corporation 2Fs requesting a modification to a previously issued permit. They now want to replace an existing sanitary sewer line that has been exposed in Dunlap Creek with an aerial 3-inch diameter sanitary sewer line that will cross over 85 feet of Dunlap Creek, minimum of 27 feet 10 inches above ordinary high water. Now, this is at their Covington facility in Allegheny County. We are recommending a royalty in this case of $1,190. It would be for that 85 feet of encroachment at $3 per linear foot, as well as for the trusses encroachment over 467 and one half square feet at $2 per square foot. 2G Beach Cove Villas Condominium Association, Owners Association, requesting authorization to construct two 180-foot-long, one 80-foot-long quarry stone breakwater, and one 50-foot-long stone spur, as well as extend and armor two existing stone and concrete block groins. They'll also be placing 2,800 cubic yards of beach-quality sand over 26,500 square feet of state-owned bottom. This is at their facility, which is located right there on the Rappahannock River at Windmill Point. We are recommending a royalty. The amount of $1,325, and it's for that encroachment of the beach nourishment material at our standard rate of 5 cents per square foot. Finally, Quest Construction is requesting authorization installed by the directional bore method 15 linear feet of conduit and fiber cable optic beneath Hazel Run, as well as 550 feet of crossing of the same cable and fiber optic line, which will be attached to the Rappahannock Bridge in Fredericksburg. These lines are part of the Terrapin South project. There is a correction that's in Stafford and King George counties as opposed to Prince William County. We are recommending the assessment for royalty in the amount of $1,695 for those crossings at the rate of $3 per linear foot. With that, either I or members of my staff, if you have any answering questions you might have.
Mr. Fox has a question.
Sir. On 2B, it's my understanding these are projects over $50,000.
This is an additional public ground. It's in ground that the commission has set aside. Much like Baylor Grind, it was set aside for public use.
So it's public
this is
oyster
a,
ground, where it is.
I don't know. Is it oyster ground or clam ground?
Yes. Public oyster ground.
Public oyster ground. But it's not protected by the Constitution. It is set aside by the commission because this is a private use of the ground that you've set aside. Our policy has always been to bring those to the commission for approval. I mean, you're authorizing a private use of public ground.
Right, but this is not going to be a conflicting use of some active oyster ground.
No.
where the public is allowed to go in oyster.
Well, they are allowed to oyster. We don't believe it's going to be a conflict with that use.
Okay. It's almost a third of a mile off of the lady's property. Right far in the body of water.
Right. Well, keep in mind that as you get in closer to the shore, there's not the adequate, the depth. So.
Oh, I'm sure. Right.
Further questions?
You don't have any trouble with it, obviously.
No, we're recommending approval. And there's been no opposition to the placement of the building.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Graff. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience pro or con on these permit items? Being none, matters before the commission. Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to approve the Phase 2 item.
Second. Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Thank you.